There's a new proposal for where to house juvenile inmates after the troubled Lincoln Hills prison closes. Earlier this year, Governor Walker unveiled a plan to shutter Lincoln Hills by 2020. But on Tuesday, a number of Walker's fellow Republicans and Democrats shared their idea to have counties house the less serious offenders and help cover the costs. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, legislative leaders touted the plan as a cheaper solution to what Walker had proposed.
Republicans and Democrats stood shoulder to shoulder at the state capitol on Tuesday and rolled out a plan to close Lincoln Hills by July of 2020. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says serious offenders would move to new or existing state facilities. Counties would house the rest in new or refurbished centers. Voss says counties could apply for state grants to help with construction.
Our basic idea would be that 95% of the cost of constructing or rehabbing any facility that would be county run would be paid for by the state. And the operating costs, like they are today, will continue to be paid for by the counties, but hopefully at a lower cost.
Governor Walker proposed closing Lincoln Hills and then opening five regional centers, all run by the state. The new proposal calls for county involvement as well. Republican Representative Michael Schra of Oshkosh called the plan transformative and cited a similar initiative that's been tried in New York.
It keeps youth closer to their families, creating positive connections to their communities while also providing a continuum of services which include supervision, treatment, and humane confinement.
Milwaukee lawmakers seemed pleased with the deal. Democratic State Representative David Bowen thinks the state could save millions of dollars.
As you know, Milwaukee has a majority of the young people that are incarcerated in Lincoln Hills, and especially from Milwaukee County, we are excited that we'll be able to repurpose dollars and save dollars while saving lives at the same time.
Federal investigators have spent the past 3 years probing allegations of guards abusing inmates at Lincoln Hills. Another person on hand was Democratic State Senator Lena Taylor of Milwaukee. She says she got much of what she wanted out of the agreement.
It was crucial for me that Milwaukee County had to have authority to be able to have a facility.
Ann Taylor says she's pleased that the bill includes another item she had advocated, transferring juvenile corrections to the Department of Children and Families. It's uncertain how far the bill will get in the legislature this year. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, who was not among the lawmakers backing the proposal, says passing the measure would be a heavy lift before the legislative session ends next month, and the bill still would need Governor Walker's approval. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.